This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are you coming in to watch the football, Mum?
Oh, I just thought I'd get the dishwasher loaded first.
Well, I can help you with that later. You don't want to miss the start. Henry's so excited.
I know, bless him.
He really wanted to go to the pub with Tom and Johnny to watch it.
I don't think that would have been a very good idea.
They get so emotional. I know. But I want to make sure he has just as good a time here.
Well, I've got his crisps and his squash ready for half time.
Oh, good. Oh, I just hope he isn't going to be disappointed.
Johnny thinks we'll win.
Well, Johnny hasn't seen enough World Cups, Mum. They never win.
I think he just meant this game. Mm. Oh, come on, Helen, that's not the spirit. Not if you want Henry to enjoy it.
I know. Just had a bit of a disappointment.
Oh, dear, what?
I've had a cancellation for the cheesemaking course tomorrow.
Oh, no, that's a pity.
Yeah, it is. Didn't have that many to start with.
Oh, it sounds like they're starting.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, love. Don't let it spoil your day. Henry wants you to come in too.
OK, I'm coming. I suppose I can forget about it for 90 minutes, can't I?
Now, if you work on the arrangement that's going by the door...
Something to catch their eye as they come in. Good idea.
Yes. And I'll do the one that's going on the window ledge and, well, that'll give them something to look at while they're having their treatment.
Brilliant.
Now, you're sure we're all right to use this table, are you?
Oh, yeah. We can give it a good wipe down when we're finished.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for helping me with this, Granny.
Oh, not just me, darling. Lillian's going to come by later.
That's kind of her.
Yeah, and she's got a good eye for decor. She loves sprucing things up.
Oh, that's what spiritual home needs.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been having a look at the website. Could maybe do with a bit of an overhaul too.
Well, if it attracts some new custom.
When we've finished, I'll take some photos. Just needs a bit of an update, really.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I've printed out some new flyers too. Or maybe you can hand them out next time you're at the farmer's market.
You are putting such a lot of effort into this, darling. Your mum's going to feel so supported.
I hope so. I just wish she'd put a bit more effort in herself.
Yeah, well, it was disappointing that she didn't want to come and help us. Did she give you any idea where she was going?
No. You know Mum. Loves a mystery.
Oh, come on, Ruby. You know how to do this. Ruby, you're not trying.
Afternoon, Lillian.
Oh, hello, Pat. Helen.
Hi. Oh, what a shame Jack's asleep. He loves Ruby.
Yeah. Were you trying to teach her a trick, Lillian? Oh, for Pet's party pieces.
Well, Ruby's such a natural performer, just a question of choosing her best skill. So, are you up for a Sunday afternoon stroll?
Yeah, rather later than usual.
You've been watching the football?
Oh, yeah, well, that's why I had to come out. Ruby kept barking at the screen. It was driving Justin mad.
Don't blame her.
You don't know who won, then?
No. Should I be ready to celebrate with Justin when I get home or commiserate?
Celebrate? We won!
That's brilliant. Justin will be very pleased.
Actually, I'm glad I bumped into you, Lillian. There's something I wanted to ask you.
Mum, do you mind if I take Jack home? He'll be waking up soon.
Oh, of course, love. You get back.
Right, see you in a bit. Bye, Auntie Lillian.
Bye. So, how can I help you, Pat?
It's about the housing development.
Oh, yeah? Well, phase one is coming on splendidly. You must have noticed when you walked past.
What about phase two?
Well, that shouldn't be long now.
How long?
Well, you know what builders are like. Never get a straight answer out of them.
Not even Justin?
Now, I'm sure it'll be fine.
You're sure what will be fine? Is there a problem with the affordable houses?
Well, no, I wouldn't call it a problem. It's just a little hiccup. You know what these things are like.
What kind of hiccup?
Well, it's just a slight issue with the figures. Nothing major.
They're not going to cancel it.
Of course not. Justin promised there would be affordable houses, and there will be. Just
what?
Well, just not quite so many.
I see.
Which is a shame, but I mean, obviously it doesn't really affect you, does it?
It affects Emma Grundy, though. It was her asking about it.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. She slipped my mind.
So it would seem.
Look, I'm sure Emma still stands a good chance of getting one.
Are you? Well, you were sure of the number of affordable houses at one time, weren't you, Lillian?
Pat, this really isn't anything to do with me.
I've been an idiot, haven't I? This is exactly what Alwyn said would happen.
Whew. That looks much better.
It does. Can you give me a hand stripping this bed?
Yeah, yes, of course. Shall I take the duvet?
Yes, please.
I'll try not to get entangled in it.
If it gets too much, we can swap.
Lex is the woman you want on this job. She was really good at sorting out the caravans.
She did offer to help, actually.
Oh, that was sweet of her. You know the next transfer's coming up very soon?
She said. It's amazing what she's doing.
Yes. You get on really well with her, don't you?
I always have done. She's great.
But it's different now that she's moved in with your father. There we are. That's done.
It was a bit weird at first, but they're really happy together. She's perfect for my dad.
Hmm. Is it a bit odd that she's having your uncle's baby?
Oh, Granny, I gave up wishing I came from a normal family a long time ago.
Maybe we're not the most conventional.
You think?
And are your dad and Lexi still coming to your birthday lunch on Thursday?
Dad's working, so we're going to do something later instead.
Oh, I can't believe that you're going to be 20. Same age your mother was when she had you.
Yes, so she keeps reminding me.
Oh.
I don't know why.
No, I can't really see you giving birth in a tent at Glastonbury. You're far too sensible for that.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
That's all right.
We just weren't quite sure if you were coming.
Yes, well, I got held up by Pat.
Pat, how lovely to see you. Did you manage to catch the...
I'd rather skip the small talk, Justin, if you don't mind. Can I come in?
Oh, yes.
I need a word.
Would it be considered small talk if I was to offer you a cup of tea?
No, thank you. Instead, perhaps you can tell me why you've reneged on the agreement concerning the affordable houses.
Well, now, unfortunately...
You promised there would be affordable housing.
And so there will be.
Well, forgive me, Justin, but your promises don't mean much anymore in light of what I've just heard.
Well, let me assure you, Pat, that nothing has been set in stone and I'm still finalising details. Perhaps it would be wiser to speak again once a final decision has been made.
I won't be fobbed off, Justin.
I'm still in discussions with the contractors about how many houses in the current climate we can afford to build.
I'm sorry, but don't you employ them? Isn't that up to you to decide?
Well, unfortunately, in business, things are rarely that straightforward. But with the increasing costs of labour and materials, the level of infrastructure...
Oh, don't give me that. You need roads and drainage for your posh houses too.
But as I'm sure you understand, as a business person yourself, costs mount. And you may not like to hear this, Pat, but I do need to make a profit.
Make it from people who can afford it, then, not by taking opportunities away from families who are already struggling.
Yeah, well, not that it's really any of your business, but to make those houses affordable, I've already cut my profit margins to the bone. The only way I can continue the project at all is if I reduce the number of houses. Perhaps you'd prefer me to abandon it altogether.
Is that a threat?
It's a fact. Alas, my hands are tied.
Well, let's see, shall we? Because your hands may be tied, Justin, but mine aren't. There's still a lot I can do, and I intend to do it.
I would expect nothing less, Pat, and no one wishes you more luck than me.
You're making a very good job of those wind chimes.
Thank you. It's a better job than cleaning dead moths out of the lantern.
I'll do that if you like. I just want to give Mum a quick call, see if there's any chance of her showing her face.
It's all right. I'm used to it now.
Would you like me to take Ruby with me? I need to find a better signal anyway.
Oh, would you, darling? I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Of course. Come on, Ruby. Won't be long.
Oh, this lantern glass could do with a bit of a polish. Can you pass me that cloth?
Yeah, of course. Here you go.
So, Pat gave you a hard time, did she?
My own fault. I should have known how she'd react.
Yes. I was surprised that she agreed to sell Justin the land in the first place.
What, and turn down all that money? Even Pat's not that principled.
The affordable housing was a sop to her conscience.
If you're going to take that away from her...
But we're not. She'll think it's the thin end of the wedge.
Yeah, well, I just hope when she's had time to consider it properly, she'll calm down a bit.
Oh, Mum, how disappointing.
That's an understatement. I feel such a fool.
Why? I don't see what you could have done about it.
I should have seen it coming. Alwyn told me this would happen.
Yeah, well, Alwyn did always take a rather pessimistic view of the workings of late capitalism.
And in this case, she was absolutely right.
Who's this, I wonder? Don't recognise the number.
That's probably some scam. It's so cynical. That's what gets me. I don't think Justin ever had any intention of building that number of affordable houses.
Wouldn't that have been noticed at the planning stage? Sorry, I better just check this.
I don't think Justin hasn't got a couple of pet counsellors in his pocket.
No, you really do sound like Alwyn.
The question is, what can we do about it? I told him I'd do something. I don't want that to be an empty threat. What do you think's the best way forward? Any ideas?
Ideas? For what?
Holding Justin Elliott to account.
Oh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, it's my fault for ranting on. That man just gets to me.
No, you've every right to be angry.
Yes, but that text's upset you. Bad news.
Yeah, you could say that. Someone else has just cancelled for the course tomorrow.
Oh, come on, Ruby, please. It's not that difficult. Now, look at me.
I'm getting the feeling she's not in the mood.
You're right. It's just not working.
Well, it's bound to take time for her to learn a new skill. Practice makes perfect.
I did try to get her interested on a walk. She wasn't much better then. It's all right, Ruby. We love you, really.
Of course we do. And you're much better looking than Monty.
That walk was a bit of a disaster all round. I'm so sorry for letting the cat out the bag to Pat.
Oh, I've told you. Don't worry about it.
Do you know what she's like when she gets a bee in her bonnet?
Well, she was bound to find out sometime.
I did try to play it down.
Don't worry about it. It's not the end of the world.
I know. I mean, you're doing your best with the houses. That's all you can do. Hopefully Pat'll come to see that.
Yes, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Well, there isn't that much you can actually do, is there?
I don't think so. Well, we just have to hope that, like our Ruby, Pat's bark is worse than her bite.
Josh?
Oh, I thought you'd gone up to check the ewes.
I'm on my way. Are you in a rush?
Yeah, kind of.
Can you spare a minute for your dad?
Go on then.
Thanks. Wanted to ask you a favour. Actually, it's more for Pip.
Oh, and she thought I'd find it harder to turn you down than her?
No, she was going out earlier than either of us to take a look at the paddocks to see if we need to move the cows.
Oh, well, good on her.
You could cut her a bit of slack, Josh. She's doing brilliantly well keeping up with her farm work, considering.
Considering she's the size of a baby elephant.
It's that kind of remark that really isn't very supportive.
Oh, it was a joke, Dad. Okay, so what's this favour?
Well, she wonders if you could check on the young stock for her tomorrow morning.
Oh, she fancies a lion?
No, she's got an antenatal appointment first thing.
I thought her appointment was in the afternoon.
Yeah, they altered it. It's hardly her fault. Still, if you don't want to help your sister out...
There's no need to guilt trip me. I expect I can fit it into my busy schedule.
Good. And you can give me and Ben a hand sorting rickyard for her too.
I thought she was supposed to do all that. Nesting, don't they call it?
She is doing it, but I thought it would be nice if her family helped her out. Remember that word, Josh? Nice.
Okay, fine. I'll paint. But I'm not helping you make that cot. Really not part of my skill set. Now, I need to get on.
Where are you off to in such a hurry?
A farm dispersal sale over at Loxley Barrett. Some really nice pieces of kit, according to the catalogue.
And you can afford to buy them?
Of course. Otherwise, I wouldn't be going. Just sold that tractor you said I'd never get rid of for a very good price.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that. But don't go mad just because you've got a bit of money in your pocket.
I won't.
And if you do buy anything, make sure it's properly insured this time.
You're never going to let me forget that, are you?
No, because I don't want you to ever do it again.
Morning, Helen. Mum said she thought you might be here.
Yeah, didn't really need to be here this early. As you can see, there's not that much to do.
Yeah, I heard you had a few cancellations.
Three?
Oh,
One at lunchtime yesterday, one in the afternoon, and one late last night.
How many people were supposed to be coming?
Six.
Honestly, what's wrong with people? I'm surprised you didn't think of cancelling it altogether.
Well, I did, but that wouldn't have been very professional, letting people down who did still want to come.
I suppose not.
Plus, it's the only way I'm going to make any money.
What? You didn't make them pay up front?
I know. I can't quite believe it myself now, but they seem so keen at Open Farm Sunday. Never thought for a second. Stupid, really. It's not like we haven't had cancellations before.
Yeah. Well, you'll know for next time.
I certainly shall. Though it won't fix what I suspect might be a bigger problem.
What's that? Can't be bad reviews. All the previous participants give you star after star online.
Yeah, but they were the enthusiasts, weren't they? I need to start reaching a bigger market.
You've reached one already. Being shortlisted for the Food and Farming Awards massively raised your profile. In fact, you keep popping up on my feed. I'm sure this is just a blip.
Yeah, I hope so. Still wish I'd won, though.
Oh, come on. Finalist is still an amazing achievement.
I know. I'm just too competitive for my own good.
I have noticed.
Olwyn probably cursed me.
Don't be daft.
I'm joking.
I thought you'd put all that behind you.
I had, until Mum brought her up again.
Mum did? But she's not coming back, is she?
I doubt Mum could find her. Though this affordable housing crusade sounds like just the sort of thing Olwyn would involve herself in. Mum's furious.
She might have seen that coming.
She should have. Apparently Olwyn warned her this is exactly what might happen.
For once, she was right.
I know. Irritating, isn't it?
You don't think Mum will do anything drastic, do you?
I don't know. She's pretty fired up.
Justin Elliott isn't a man to get on the wrong side of.
Which is how he gets away with it. I don't think that argument will cut much ice with Mum.
No.
Anyway, what did you want to see me about?
I've finished my draft of the central chapter of my Nuffield report.
Outlining your business plan for the future?
Yes. I wondered if you'd read it for me.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great. You being so positive about the first two chapters really encouraged me.
Well, I could do it today if you like. This course is obviously going to end early.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
Oh, well, email it to me. We can discuss it over a cup of tea at the cafe this afternoon.
Oh, hi, Jazza.
Hi, David.
You look like a man content with his lot.
Well, it's not like. Paint and the sunshine. This Plymouth isn't too bad either.
Well, enjoy the sunshine while you can. The storm's forecast for this afternoon.
I know. That's why I took an early lunch.
Yeah. I was going to look at the ewes this afternoon, but I did it this morning instead.
Oh, aye. Selecting which one you're going to enter for this animal party piece at the fete.
Now, seeing which ones are ready to send to market, I don't think it would be worth entering a sheep.
Nah, you're right there.
You know, sheep are my thing, just like they were my granddad's, but neither of us would claim that they were the most intelligent of animals.
Nah, stupid beasts. Always try to get themselves killed.
Oh, they might win it on looks, I suppose. That lamb ram of Ed's, splendid animal.
You surprised you named it after a pig then, eh?
I think that was Poppy.
That's pigs you want if you're looking for brains.
Yep, my dad would agree with you.
See, that lot will be all safe and snug in their arks this afternoon at the first sniff of rain in the air.
Yeah. You won't be, though.
Ah, a wee bit of rain doesn't faze me. I'll be Glasgow.
Right, well, I'd better get a pint and a ploughman's of my own before the sun goes in. I hope Josh gets back before the rain starts.
Aye. I saw him bombing out the village this morning. Looked like a man in a hurry.
He's always in a hurry. More haste, less speed, that's what I say.
Where was he off to, then?
Farm dispersal sale.
Is that all? I thought he might be running away for all his groupies.
You saw the article in the Echo, then?
Bachelor of the Month? How did he wangle that?
I have no idea.
It's because he didn't come knocking at my door. I'd have thought I'd be top of the list.
Yeah, yeah, it's inexplicable, Jazza. Better luck next time. If you call it luck.
Is he not enjoying having all the lasses after him, then?
Well, he likes the publicity, but I don't think he's looking for a girlfriend at the moment. He's too busy selling farm machinery.
What a waste. Good looks don't last forever. I mean, I've been lucky, but...
Yeah, of course you have.
Doesn't it take them for granted? All the lasses come to that.
Well, there I agree with you.
If you're no careful, before you know it, they're marrying somebody else. A plastic-free wedding. I'm only joking. Like I said, you've got to enjoy the sunshine while it lasts.
Well, looks like they were right about that rain.
Never mind, we're nice and dry in here. Do you want to share this eclair?
Yeah, go on then. Busy morning.
Yeah. It may have been a small group, but they asked lots of questions.
Oh, that's good, isn't
it? Yeah, it was. It was nice to have the space and time to be able to concentrate on each of them properly while they were making the cheese.
Well, I can imagine.
Yeah, I might think about having smaller groups more often in future.
Sounds like a plan. You've learnt something then?
I have. I've learnt to ask for the money up front. Oh, this is good. Shall I pour you some too?
Oh, yes, please. Mm. And did you learn anything from my chapter?
Yeah.
Ah, I sense from your tone there's a but coming.
Do you want me to be honest?
Of course. I know I'll need to do some rewriting, and I'd like some advice on what I could do to improve it.
Cut all the conditionals and subjunctives.
Can you say that in English, please? Grammar was never my strong point.
There's some really good stuff in there, Tom, but at the moment it's hedged around by too many ifs, buts and maybes.
I think I was just trying to be honest. The research didn't lead in any one clear direction.
Yeah, that's a good thing to say, but you need to make it clearer what the alternatives are from a business perspective.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Otherwise, it just sounds like you're confused, and, well, I don't think you are.
Yeah, not so sure sometimes.
Look, I think if you rewrote each option as if it were the one you were going for, it would become clear to you what you think the way forward is.
Yeah, maybe.
And the committee will have a better idea of what the alternatives are.
Yeah, well, thanks, Helen. That's really helpful.
It's all there, Tom. I did actually make some proper notes.
Oh, great. Have you got time to go through them with me now?
Yeah, of course.
Oh. It's Jazza. I'd better get it. Mm. Hi, mate. What's up?
Oh, you're back at last.
Good job I had my waterproofs in the car. He's pelting it down out there.
It must be. You look like a drowned rat.
I feel like one. What's the wood for?
It's the cot for your new niece or nephew that you refused to help me with. I had 5 minutes, so I thought I'd crack on. You all right there?
Yeah. But I'm gasping for a cup of tea. Is that fresh?
Yeah, it's just brewed. I'll get you a mug.
Thanks. Didn't have a chance to grab one before I left.
Hey, watch you don't get water all over the wood. Grab that towel, will you? And boots off first. Your mum will kill you.
All right.
Good day, then.
Brilliant. It was a really good sale.
From a buyer's point of view?
Well, yeah. I got some real bargains.
Did it occur to you to wonder why?
I checked them out. I'm not stupid.
Here's your mug.
Oh, thanks.
Your gran's made some brownies, if you'd like.
Oh, great.
So, what did you get?
A second-hand Belarus.
Oh, right. Well, they were good tractors.
A mixer wagon. A couple of other bits and pieces.
A couple.
You'll see for yourself when they arrive on Wednesday. Is this last week's Echo?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't got round to reading it properly yet.
What? There was a whole article about me. Not to mention a picture.
Yeah, I flicked to that page. You look like a younger version of Vladimir Putin, with more hair.
The ladies don't think so. You should see the comments I got on my Twitter feed.
Yeah, I'd rather not, thank you. You're just lucky you haven't got Jazza trolling you.
Jazza? Why would he be trolling me?
Because he thinks it should have been him.
Of course the hydraulics on the loader would have to pack up on the day we needed to move the arcs.
That's always the way. It never rains, but it pours.
Oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. How come you didn't notice that there was a leak?
Joking? I know that much.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Go on, admit it. You're enjoying doing some real farming for once.
What?
You'd much rather be out here battling the wind and rain, flexing your muscles and hunched up at a computer.
Well, not today I wouldn't. Can we put this arc down now, please?
Ah, it's funeral day, I suppose. Oh.
No, is that the lot?
Nearly. Just that one out there, he moved now.
Okay.
So, how's it going anyway? This report of yours.
Oh, I think I'm getting there.
I don't know why you bother. Who's going to read it anyway?
Well, the Nuffield Committee. That's kind of the point.
The other weirdos who paid for you to travel in the world in the first place.
They're a very distinguished group of people.
Who sent you a look at food that nobody in their right mind would want to eat?
Fermented foods are really big in some parts of the world, Jazza.
Not in here, though, no. You could have stayed home and expanded the herd. Gave people a chance to taste some decent pork. Not the rubbish they're going to get for Beryl Farm.
Yeah, well, I could have, but I wanted to widen my horizons. Get out of my comfort zone. And do you know what, Jazza? I think it's worked. Now, where do you want this ark?
Nice of you to come straight over. Thought we were just going to meet up later this evening.
Oh, I didn't want to wait that long. I've missed you. Oh.
That's nice. Maybe you should go away more often.
Maybe I should.
So, did you have a good time with Dilly and Sam? How are they?
Oh, they're fine. Loving Newmarket.
Well, it is like Mecca for horsey types like you and Dilly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is Sam not finding it a bit much?
No, not at all. Rex, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, that sounds serious.
Oh, it's not bad news. In fact, it's pretty fabulous, actually.
Dilly and Sam are having a baby.
What? No, nothing like that. The thing is, I didn't go to Newmarket just to see them.
No?
No. I went because I had a job interview.
You applied for a job there? But you didn't tell me.
Well, it just seemed so unlikely I'd get it. I didn't think it was worth mentioning.
But you did get it.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know what to get for tea tonight.
Well, we've got some offers on.
Yeah, I can see.
Nothing grabs me, though. Think it's going to be the old favourite cheesy beans on toast.
Oh, the kids will like that.
Yeah, and Ed won't mind. He's still on cloud nine about that ram-lam of his.
Oh, has there been much interest then?
Loads, it's great.
Look, why don't you and Ed and the kids come to us for tea tonight?
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
And it might cheer your dad up.
Oh, dear, what's up with him?
Oh, some sort of issue with Hannah.
Really?
Well, not issue as such, but they're just very different.
Maybe Dad just isn't used to telling people what to do.
Well, like I said, he's going to have to get used to it. Now he's in a senior position, he should expect a degree of managerial pressure.
Nicely put, ma'am.
Well, that's what they pay him for. So, will you come?
Yeah, of course.
So, what do you think?
It's a lot to take in. This is so out of the blue for me. I didn't even know you were looking.
Well, I wasn't really. I told you, Dilly heard on the grapevine this opportunity was coming up and suggested I send my CV to them.
So that's why you were updating it. You said it was just to attract new equine business.
Because I thought that was as far as it would go.
I thought you were really settled in Ambridge.
I was. I am. But this is every equine vet's dream to work in Newmarket. They've virtually offered me a partnership, Rex. And these opportunities come up so rarely.
Well, it's brilliant that they want you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. But I hope it'll be good for you, too, if we decide to go.
You want me to come with you, then?
Yeah, of course. Of course I do.
Oh, what, just with all this secrecy.
I mean, if I'd wanted to break up with you, I'd have been much more upfront about it.
Oh, well, I suppose that's nice to know.
I know it's a big ask. But, well, you've never really settled here, have you?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I mean, professionally. First the geese, now the pigs.
Well, you left out the taxi driving.
You never found your niche.
And a willing Newmarket?
I think so. Sam's been very happy since he moved there.
He's a teacher. Maybe a bit easier for him to find a job.
Well, there'll be lots of opportunities for a man of your talents. It's the place to be.
Yeah, if you're a horse.
Well, it'll be such a challenge for me. What do you reckon, then? Do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, I mean, there's loads to think about and sort out, but okay.
Oh, Rex, thank you. You don't know how much this means to me. Now, I've got to get up to the stables. Alistair's worried we might have a fall with NMS.
Yeah, you see, you might as well be speaking Greek.
Neonatal maladjustment syndrome.
Oh.
It happens when the brain gets starved of oxygen during a difficult falling.
Oh, are you going to tell him about Newmarket?
I've got to, haven't I?
You need to chop those potatoes really small.
Do you want to swap jobs with me?
I'm making the salad. You never tear the lettuce leaves properly.
I meant at Barrow. I think you'd be a lot better at giving orders than I am.
Well, you won't get very far with Hannah if that's your attitude.
She's quite forthright about everything.
Well, that'll be her American training.
Oh, you think?
Well, they don't beat around the bush there.
It's a lot more challenging than I thought.
I know it is, love, but think what a difference your new salary is making to the whole family.
Yes, yes, I suppose that's a good way to look at it. Can you pass the spring onions, please?
Not too many, mind.
Anything I can do?
Oh, no, I think we've got everything under control.
Yeah, you get out in the garden, love. Enjoy yourself with Ed and the kids. We shan't be long.
I'll start carrying the plates out then.
Me and your dad were just talking about how much of a difference his new salary will make.
Oh, of course, we're dead proud of you, Dad.
Oh, it's early days yet, but that's very kind.
You deserve a bit of fun after all your years of hard graft.
Our idea of fun is seeing you and the kids happy.
Exactly. Which is why we'd like to contribute to the deposit on your new house. Oh. You all right, love?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll just grab a plaster.
That is very generous of you both, but you don't have to do that.
We want to. We'd always have liked to, and now we can afford it.
Oh, Mum, that would make such a difference, thank you.
No thanks needed.
Are you okay with this, Dad? Is your money?
Oh, he didn't think of it like that. He just said, seeing you all happy, it's what we want most in the world. Isn't it, Neil?
Yes, love. Yes, of course it is.
What do you think?
Well, she's quite uncoordinated. Have you seen her feeding?
Only once. She needed assistance. Look, she's going to the mare. Let's see if she sucks properly now.
Sure. Actually,
thanks for coming straight up to take a look at her.
Well, I should be thanking you for covering my work at such short notice.
Oh, no, least I could do. You've been a good friend to me these past few months. Don't think I could have got through it without you.
Have you had another mediation session?
Not yet.
But you were pretty positive about it.
I'm certainly thinking about what I want to do with my life after the divorce. When Shula buys me out, I should have a bit of money to play with.
That'll be good.
Yeah. I can explore new horizons, do the things I've always wanted to do.
I would absolutely recommend that.
Might even be able to help you fulfil a few dreams.
But don't worry about me.
I could even retire early. You might find yourself sole owner of this place before too long.
No, I couldn't. Look, Alistair, this probably isn't the best time to tell you, but...
Oh, no, she's starting to fit.
You were right to be worried. She needs diazepam and intravenous fluids fast. I'll get them.
Oh, it's been a lovely evening. Wasn't Ed grateful when Emma told him we're going to give them the money for their deposit?
Some of the money, if we can manage it.
Of course we can manage it.
I don't know, love. I'm just worried that all this is a bit, well... premature.
How is it?
I haven't been at Barrow that long.
Oh, come on, Neil. You've got a job for life there.
I'm just saying, you never know. I don't want to make promises I can't keep.
You've got nothing to worry about. We've worked hard all our lives and it's finally paying off for
us. Yeah, but...
Oh, but nothing. It's only right we should all benefit.
Yes, of course it is, but that's another thing. This money... we've offered to Emma and Ed. I feel guilty.
Why?
Well, it's not fair on Christopher, is it? I wouldn't want it to cause problems between them. Perhaps we should reconsider.
Oh, Neil, you are a big softy. But that's easily solved.
Is it?
Of course. We'll just set aside the same amount for Chris and Alice.
Oh, yes, of course. I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, with all that's going on at home farm, well, Alice can't rely on her parents to help her like they might once have done.
Well, maybe not.
We'll just have to step into the breach. Oh, Neil, isn't it wonderful that we can?
Yes, Susan, it's wonderful.
There. That's the IV diazepam and catheter in place.
She should be more settled now. I'll start the drip running when you're ready, OK?
Thanks for being so prompt with that.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, we make a good team. It's been a great comfort to me these last few months.
Well, I've always loved working with you. And you've taught me so much.
Well, it's not just a one-way street, Anisha. Long may it continue.
I'm afraid it can't.
Why not?
Alistair, I'm really sorry. I don't even know how to say it, but I've got a new job.
New job?
Yes. A practice in Newmarket. It's a really good opportunity.
I don't understand. When did all this happen?
They rang me on my way home this morning.
Today? You mean I've been covering for you so you could go for an interview?
It was a last-minute thing. Honestly, I didn't think it was worth telling you.
I bet you didn't.
I never thought I'd get it.
But you still applied.
Look, it wasn't like... It was just for the experience, really. These chances come up so rarely. I thought if I could impress at the interview, I'd get a few contacts. It's the centre of British horse racing.
Yeah, I know what it is, Anisha.
I know. I'm sorry. But when they offered it me, I couldn't turn it down. I just couldn't.
How long have you been planning this?
I didn't plan it. My friend Dilly's a vet there and she heard about it.
And you jumped at it?
It honestly wasn't like that.
All this time when you seemed so supportive, so considerate, you were planning to walk out on me too.
No, it all happened so fast.
Yeah, I know the feeling. And they say lightning doesn't strike twice.
Alistair, I know this must be a shock to you.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't have been. I ought to be used to people pretending everything's fine and then just packing up and leaving me.
I'm sorry. I truly am, but this wasn't personal.
Oh, no. Just when I think I'm finally starting to get my life back on track, one of the few people I thought I could still trust stabs me in the back. I'd call that personal.
I won't leave you in the lurch. You know you have the right of first refusal.
Oh, well, that solves everything. How do you imagine I can do that now, with the divorce settlement pending?
Well, you said you were getting some money from Shula.
That won't be enough. Have you forgotten the loans the practice took out?
No.
Loans we took out at your suggestion to pay for all the alterations you wanted, the expensive equipment, the knockdown room.
It'll pay for itself, given time.
If I had an equine vet like you to go along with it, it would. But I'm not going to have one, am I?
Look, I'm sure you'll find another partner.
Not like you.
I'm sorry.
I trusted you. You said we could do this.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I think you've said it all.
Alistair, please, I don't want to see you like this.
Yeah, I don't suppose you do. Don't suppose Shula did either. But you finished me, the pair of you, whether you meant to or not.
Josh, have you got a minute?
Yeah, hang on, Dad. Won't be a minute, mate. You didn't have to come, Dad. I told you me and Frank could manage.
I came to check that all the stuff on the back of that loader isn't coming here.
Of course it's not. We're his first stop. He's got several other farms on his route.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it.
Honestly, Dad, I know I'm doing well, but I couldn't have afforded to buy that lot.
Good. Only you did say two or three pieces of kit, and he's already unloaded the Bolaris and the mixer wagon.
Exactly. Nearly done now. Nothing for you to worry about.
Really?
We'll have all this finished in the next half hour, then you can come and see for yourself.
Yes, I certainly shall.
Oh, looks like I'm wanted. See you later.
I think you're right, Adam. This field might work for him.
It is right next to Broadacre.
Yeah, he's very keen on that.
Well, he must be, if he's asking if we've got any more land to sell.
It's encouraging.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly.
Kate won't be pleased. More encroachment on her territory.
Well, we could tell it would mean his vehicles might not come quite so close to the yards.
Do you think she'll buy that?
No.
She's still giving you a hard time.
Well, to be fair, she hasn't been around much this week. Jenny and Phoebe are quite cross with her.
Are they? I thought they were on her side about all this.
They're trying to get her to take a more positive attitude, so they've been sprucing up Spiritual Home.
Yeah, they said.
But typically, Kate would rather pursue imaginary grudges than do anything practical about her situation.
What, she hasn't been helping them?
Not lifted a finger.
Bit ungrateful.
I'm just hoping to get this deal done and dusted pretty quickly, then she'll have to shut up about it.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
Oh, speak of the devil. I knew this was too good to last.
It's Kate?
Of course. This was you'd like to talk to, would you?
Brian, oh, I'd love to.
Good, yeah.
But unfortunately, I haven't got time. I need to get over to Brookfield to spray the potatoes. And I'm late already.
Oh, well, she's given up now. By the way, did you manage to get hold of Alistair about that deer?
Yes, he'd been up all night with a foal. He was catching some shut-eye when I rang before.
Right.
Didn't sound in the best of moods, but he said he'd be over later. Right, I'd better get on. David'll be wondering where I've got to.
It works, then.
I never thought it wouldn't. I was just double-checking.
Right. Can I have a word, please?
Yeah, of course. Well, what do you think?
I think you've forgotten how to count. Two or three, you said.
I told you there might be a couple more.
A couple? There's seven here.
There's not seven.
Oh, let's check, shall we? The Belarus, the mixer wagon, that big baler, a single diet feeder, a set of Cambridge rollers and two power harrows. Seven.
The power harrows only count as one.
Don't quibble. I told you not to go mad.
I didn't. It's all good stuff.
Well, I hope so, but that's not what's worrying me at the moment. Where do you imagine you're going to put it all?
Well, I'm not going to leave them in the yard, if that's what's worrying you.
Well, good.
I'm going to park them next to the open-sided barn.
What, the one with the straw bales in? They won't all fit in there.
Yes, they will. No problem.
There is. They'll be taking up space. I was going to put the bulk bags of stone dust there for repairing the cow tracks.
They won't be there for long. Rex and I will soon have them done up.
Will you?
Yes. And then they'll be easy to sell.
They better.
I've got buyers lined up already. They'll all be gone in a month or two.
A month tops. Or you'll have to sell them for scrap.
Morning, David. Wow, that's a lot of kit.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. It is, isn't it?
The yard looks like a farm machinery jumble sale.
It's all good stuff.
Josh is just going to move it.
Right you are.
Sorry I'm late, David.
No, that's okay. There was a bit of wind earlier anyway. Not ideal conditions.
It's calm enough now. I'll get on.
See you later.
Yes, you will.
All this is his stuff, I take it.
Yes.
He's keen.
Yes, but there's keen and then there's headstrong. With Josh, it's sometimes difficult to tell the difference.
Could you just hold up this rose for me, please, Phoebe?
Yeah, sure.
And then I can get it tied back on the trellis.
That storm really battered your poor plants about, didn't it?
Oh, yes, it did. Well, it's nice of you to help me.
That's all right. I know you've got a lot to do with my lunch tomorrow as well. You really don't have to go to any trouble, you know.
Oh, I enjoy it. Especially for my clever granddaughter. You're a very kind and considerate girl, you know.
I must get it from you and Dad, then. Why, clearly you don't take after Mum.
No. I noticed that she's disappeared again.
I know. Anyway, shall we do this one now?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please. There we are.
I can't believe she left you to hand out all those flowers for Spiritual Home. Has she said any more to you about where she's been going?
No, not a word.
She's just the most frustrating. I know I was the one who persuaded Mum she ought to keep going with Spiritual Home.
Yes, you were.
But I didn't mean she could leave it to me and you to do all the hard work.
Maybe she is doing something about it.
Like what?
Perhaps she's come up with some grand new scheme to reinvigorate the business.
Then wouldn't she tell us?
She may want it to be a surprise. That's Kate's style.
It's nice of you to think that, Granny, but I'm afraid I know my mum. Let's just say my expectations are sinking. Fast. At this rate, she probably won't even turn up for my birthday lunch.
Doing some repair work already?
Just a bit of routine maintenance. So, what do you think?
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
See, I told you. You'd hardly know they were here.
That's a bit of an overstatement.
Great, aren't they? So what's the verdict? Now you can see them properly.
Well, they're going to take a lot of work. Some of them certainly need painting.
Don't worry, I've got that all in hand.
Have you?
Yeah, I can set up a temporary paint shop at one end of the barn.
Oh, really? And what's going to happen to my straw bales?
I can use them to create an enclosed space.
And spatter them with paint? I don't think so.
Dad, I'm not stupid. I'll cover them with plastic sheeting.
You've got an answer for everything, haven't you?
I'll dismantle it as soon as the repairs are done, of course. Is that okay?
No, not really.
The bales will be perfectly safe, honestly.
Look, that is the least of my concerns, to be honest. I'm looking at the bigger picture.
How do you mean?
If you were running your business from anywhere else, you'd have to pay for the space the machinery took up, let alone a paint shop.
Temporary paint shop?
And the machinery will be gone soon, too, I told you.
That's not the point, Josh. If you are regularly buying pieces of machinery, not just advertising them on your website, and bringing them to the farm, you should be paying rent.
What?
Rex and Toby pay rent for Hollowtree.
Rex's pigs are there all the time. I don't know how often I'll be taking delivery of bits of machinery. There might be whole months when there's nothing here.
All businesses have to take risks like that.
Dad, it's a very uncertain market.
Oh, welcome to the real world. Josh, I admire your determination to grow your business, but you can't expect to do it for free.
So, here are a few ideas for what I might cook for your birthday lunch. I think all your favourites are on it.
You don't have to do that. Whatever you serve us will be amazing. It always is.
Would you like to invite Freddie and Lily tomorrow? It's a shame your dad and Lexi can't come.
No, it's fine. They're both doing a picking shift for Adam.
Oh, that's a pity.
But they're taking me out tonight instead. Mm-hmm. We're doing an escape room. A haunted one.
Phoebe, I can't think of anything worse.
Is that coffee I smell? Can you pour me a large black one?
Coming up.
What on earth's the matter with you?
Your daughter, that's what.
Oh, Debbie, well, what's she done?
No, not Debbie, Kate.
She's your daughter too.
And don't I know it.
Here you are, Grandad.
Oh, thanks, darling.
What's Mum done now?
Ringing me non-stop.
Well, you're lucky. We can't get her to speak to us.
Well, I didn't want to speak to her, but she wouldn't give up.
That is one thing you can say for Mum. Stubborn when she wants to be.
I'll say.
Well, what did she want?
Only an emergency partners meeting.
Ah, you see, Phoebe, maybe I was right after all.
Huh?
Granny thinks Mum's been so secretive because she's been busy working on some grand plan to save Spiritual Home.
Yeah, I've got a feeling about this.
And I've got a feeling she just wants the chance to complain about how badly she's been treated in the hope we'll all cave in and let her have her own way.
Didn't she say what she wanted the emergency meeting for?
No, just said it was vitally important we met as soon as possible.
Oh, we can't have it tomorrow. Not on Phoebe's birthday. Friday, perhaps?
We're not having it at all, if I have anything to do with it.
To be fair, Grandad, Mum's got as much right to ask for a meeting as the other partners.
Yeah, she's never requested one before.
Well, that's because we've been practically in permanent session since this whole wretched business began.
She wasn't there when it really counted, though.
I'm afraid I don't have your touching faith that she'll have anything new to bring to the table.
You won't know that until you hear what she's got to say.
No, you won't.
Well, whatever she says can't possibly alter decisions that have already been made. The answer's no. It would just be a complete waste of everyone's time.
First, he turns Brookfield into a farm machinery parking lot, and then a paint shop.
Oh, dear.
And he still has the cheek to act all hurt and outraged when I suggest he might pay a bit of rent for the privilege.
What it is to be young and enthusiastic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, you had a simple question about the potatoes and you get a rant about Josh thrown in.
Oh, that's all right. I needed a break anyway.
Well, I won't hold you up any longer.
And it's fine to go ahead with this field?
Yeah, no problem at all. Right. I had better get back and see what else my son has decided to litter my farm with.
Well, don't be too hard on him. He's just finding his feet.
I suppose so.
You may feel differently when his vast business empire is providing you and Ruth with a luxurious old age.
You don't think I should charge him rent, then?
Oh, yes, of course you should. He's got to learn to operate in the real world.
Well, that's what I think.
Oh, you're doing him no favours to protect him from that. I mean, look at Kate. She still hasn't got the hang of it. Ah, it's Brian. I'd better take it.
Sure.
Brian, everything okay?
Not really. It's Kate.
Oh, you've spoken to her now?
Yeah, reluctantly. And she's got a proposal.
Really?
Thank you, Adam. Yeah, well, that's exactly what I thought you'd say. Very helpful.
Oh.
Right, bye now. So, Adam agrees with me.
Hmm. And did you give him a chance to do anything else?
Well, you heard me. I put the question to him fair and square.
We didn't hear what he said, though.
But he was far too busy with the strawberry harvest to come to another meeting.
Well, surely he could have found time.
He didn't see the need. He said we've done enough talking and I agree with him.
Kate clearly doesn't.
You could at least hear what Mum has to say.
And we will. But she'll just have to wait until one of our regular meetings. That girl has to learn that she can't have her own way all the time.
Good morning, Lillian.
Oh, morning, Linda.
No Ruby this morning. Is she having one of her sulks?
She's out with Justin.
Ah.
I suppose Monty's at home reading the Time.
Robert's giving him a little advanced training.
Teaching him algebraic formulas as we speak.
Well, that would be telling, wouldn't it? You're not very forthcoming about Ruby's special talent.
Yes, well, I wanted to astound you all.
Exactly. You keep your secrets and I'll keep mine.
Fair enough. Oh, morning, Ruth.
Morning. Oh, I'm glad I've bumped into you, Linda. I wanted to ask you about the fit.
Oh, we were just talking about that.
Yes, and I was about to warn Lillian that the competition is going to be quite stiff.
Oh, for the pet talent show.
Yes. Entries have been positively flooding in this week.
Well, Ben wanted to volunteer to help out with the animals, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, of course. How very kind of him. Quite honestly, we've been besieged by problems in that department.
Oh, why?
Well, Hilary Noakes wants a gilded cage for her cockatoo.
She's joking, Ruby.
I'm covered.
But with so many different animals all together in one place, we decided we'll need a vet there.
I'm sure Alistair'd be happy to oblige.
Well, that's what I thought. But when I rang yesterday to ask him, he was positively rude to me.
Really?
That's not like Alistair.
No. I've never heard him speak like that before to anyone.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he said he was tired of doing favours for other people and getting nothing back in return.
Oh.
And then, he told me, and I quote, to find some other mug and put the phone down.
How extraordinary. Well, the strain of the divorce must be really getting to him.
Well, that's how I tried to excuse it, but do you think I should say something to Shula?
I don't know. It could be a bit tricky.
Yes, but I do feel she ought to know.
Well, I'll be seeing her today.
Will you?
Later on, after Phoebe's birthday.
Oh, night. Yeah, of course.
It's Phoebe's birthday.
So if I can find a way to slip it into the conversation.
Well, I haven't even got her a card.
What china do you want me to get out?
Oh, the best, of course.
Honestly, I'm only 20. It's really not that special.
Oh, don't be so silly, darling. I'm going to use my wedding cutlery, too. Did you speak to Nora Tando and Sipo?
Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
You really don't have to go to all this trouble.
Well, I want to. You're not a teenager anymore, and that's worth celebrating.
I don't know. I like being a teenager. You can be reckless and irresponsible.
Well, some people never seem to grow out of that phase.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Ah, so please, it's such a lovely day. We'll be able to eat outside.
So am I.
These forks could do with a bit of a polish. Have you heard from your mum yet?
She rang to wish me a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that should be enough.
Oh, yes, yes, there's plenty. Well, I was hoping she might have come to see you in person.
She said she thought of an extra special present for me and she was just sorting out the final details.
Well, that sounds like Kate. But she is coming then.
Oh, yeah. I didn't really think she'd miss my birthday.
No, no, neither did I. But after her little spat with her father yesterday...
I wish he hadn't reacted like that.
Oh, there we are. That's one done.
I know Mum can be a bit of a nightmare, but it's things like this that make her think the family don't take her seriously.
Yes, I entirely agree with you. She should be able to call an emergency partners meeting if she needs to.
Exactly.
Although she hadn't been quite so elusive this week and delivered her demands in person, it might have helped.
Mum's her own worst enemy sometimes. I can't find the little plates we use for desserts.
Oh, they should... Oh, no, no, they're over at Brookfield.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they were taken there by mistake after Ruth's party.
It's no problem.
Kept meaning to get them back.
We can use dishes. Oh, hi, Grandad.
Darling.
Oh, perfect timing. I've got a little errand for you.
I need to talk to you about your daughter.
What's Mum done now?
Yeah, Debbie this time.
Debbie? Why?
She's had a long conversation with Kate, who spent many hours accusing me of trying to silence the other partners.
About this emergency meeting?
Yes. Kate's convinced Debbie there ought to be one. She's quite adamant about it.
Good. I thought Mum might be able to get her on site.
You knew about this?
I did mention it this morning when Debbie rang to wish me happy birthday. I thought she sounded sympathetic.
And suggested Kate ring her?
She didn't take much persuading.
Oh, hoist with your own petard.
Well, I'm glad you think this is funny. But I refuse to be bullied into anything. Anyway, what's this errand?
Can you run over to Brookfield and pick up some of our plates? Ruth will know the ones.
Oh, I suppose so. Be nice to escape any other stunt Kate's planning to pull.
Well, she's offering me an extra special birthday present.
Oh, beware of Greeks bearing gifts, that's what I say. Shan't be long.
Thanks, darling.
See you later.
Yes. Well, I wonder what this extra special present is. Maybe it's something to do with the business.
She wants to give me a yacht?
I meant an offer of some sort of partnership, perhaps.
Oh, I don't think I'm ready for that.
Perhaps not. At least you'd be a calming influence. Heaven knows your mother could do with one.
Sorry to bother you with this.
No, I should have brought them back ages ago. I'm sure I put them in here to be safe.
Jenny just wants everything to be special, you know what she's like.
I do. She made my party very special. Oh, yeah, here they are. Is it going to be a big do, then?
Oh, no, just lunch for close family. Alice has switched some appointments so she can be there.
Oh, that's nice. Well, at least now she can have her desserts on proper plates.
Oh, thank you. I won't hold you up any longer.
There is one thing I need to ask you before you go.
Oh, yes?
I've told Kate I can come to this emergency partners meeting she set up for tomorrow evening.
What?
But she was very tight-lipped as to what it was about. Have you got any idea?
No, but I can give you one piece of absolutely vital information.
That's a start.
There's not going to be a meeting.
When Alice comes, I think that's everyone. Hope she won't be late.
Mum's not here yet.
Oh, well, don't worry, darling. She's probably just waiting to make an entrance.
Please stop her if she starts trying to make any speeches about what a mystical experience giving birth to me was.
Yes, I'll try.
Mum was going on to Pip about how wonderful being pregnant was the other day.
Oh, dear. And Pip doesn't think so.
No, she's okay. Just says she feels like she's been pregnant forever. I can't imagine a time when she won't be.
I think I remember that.
Mum said she should make the most of it. She said she felt totally in tune with the vital life forces of Mother Earth.
Ooh, that's one way of looking at it. Ooh, here's Alice.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Hi, birthday girl. Come on, big kiss. Oh, I left your present inside, but I bring you an extra guest.
Oh, hi, Linda.
No, really, I couldn't impose.
Hello.
I've told Alice I'm mortified enough as it is.
Why?
Well, I forgot your birthday, Phoebe. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be.
I've been so busy with Monty and the fate. I'm supposed to be organising Beat the Goalie, but I still haven't been able to find one. Not that I'm making excuses, of course.
Really, it doesn't matter.
Oh, but it does. I do know when it is. I just didn't realise that was today.
I know exactly what you mean. I'm always doing that kind of thing.
I thought the least I could do was bring Phoebe a card and a little gift.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
It's the best the village shop had to offer, which isn't saying much, but
it's the thought that counts. I've been telling Linda she must stay for lunch. Of course she must.
And add gate crashing to my list of crimes. I don't think so.
Or stay for a drink, at least.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I don't know about that. I might stay long enough to deliver a message to Lillian, if I may.
Oh, of course.
Do let me get you a drink, Linda.
Lillian's over there talking to Chris. I'll come with you.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I do. I've got a horrible feeling he was about to launch into his so-called funny story.
The one about you and the melted chopping board.
See, Linda, we need to get over there before he blackens my name any further.
All right. See you later, Phoebe.
Yes. Oh, and thanks again for the card and present.
Oh, poor Linda. The thing she gets herself into a state about.
Oh, I know.
So, what is this about Alice and a melted chopping board?
Well, according to Chris, he'd been out at bell ringing practice, came home, and you won't believe what Alice had done.
I'd had a very hard day at work, made myself some pasta, thought I'd relax in front of the TV before I tackled the washing up, and fell asleep on the sofa.
Oh, well, that's happened to all of us, hasn't it?
And that's when Chris came back to a house full of smoke and the alarm shrieking.
Is that what he said? Oh, he's so dramatic. I'd only forgotten to turn the hob off.
Well, it's very easily done.
And I didn't notice I'd left a chopping board on top.
Oh. It's much duller the way you tell it.
I'm surprised you managed to sleep through the smoke alarm. You must have been very tired. Yeah.
Canapés, everyone.
Yes, please, Mum. I'll have one.
Oh, more than one, darling. Come on, everyone. Tuck in.
Thank you.
These are gorgeous.
Anyway, sorry, Linda. You said you had something to tell Auntie Lillian and I didn't give you a chance.
You decided to pull out of Pet's party pieces?
No. Alistair rang me to apologise.
Oh, well, that is good.
He said I'd caught him at a very bad moment.
Well, there, that explains it.
And he'd be delighted to supervise the pets at the fete.
Have you found anyone to do the judging yet?
And open it?
Susan keeps suggesting Neil.
Oh, well, he's knowledgeable about animals.
Yes, pigs.
Exactly. No, I've had a much better idea.
Of course you have.
I did get us the Duxford sisters last year, so we need someone equally prestigious.
And who are you thinking of?
Francesca Lockhart.
Mm. Sorry, Linda, I've never heard of her.
Well, she's Borsetshire's most acclaimed animal artist.
Of whom there are so many.
Oh, yes, she's very good.
Are you planning to teach Monty to draw as well as count?
No. And I've trespassed on your hospitality long enough. I'll leave you to your family celebration.
Bye, Linda.
Well, it was sweet of you to come.
Bye. Lillian. You're so mean, teasing Linda like that.
Oh, she enjoys it.
Not very fair when you won't tell us what Ruby's special talent is.
No, and I'm not going to either.
Mum's come. With an open ticket for me to go to South Africa any time I like.
Oh, you lucky thing.
Well, I'd be interested to see how she can afford it.
More wine, anyone? Just a little top-up before we have lunch.
Ooh, never been one to say no.
Oh, by the way, Dad, what? I've squared it with work. I can leave early tomorrow to come to the partners' meeting.
Kate asked you too?
Yes, several times.
Well, I'm sorry, but there isn't going to be a meeting.
Well, she said Mum and Ruth were coming.
I am.
Well, I've told Ruth not to bother.
Kate said Debbie had okayed it.
But Adam and I haven't,
Adam's coming? He asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and that's what I told him.
I don't believe this.
Face it, Brian, you've been outmanoeuvred.
You better go and tell Mum you're coming too.
And Ruth.
This is ridiculous.
Drink, Dad?
I think I might need one. I might bring a bottle tomorrow. Help me get through this damned meeting.
Come in.
You decent?
A bit more than that, I hope. So, what do you think?
Yes, a lot more than decent. I hope this isn't all for Russ's benefit.
No, this is our night.
You won't be on the phone to him planning your big weekend in Aberystwyth.
Don't spoil it, Freddy. I told you, this evening's for me and you. Celebrating what we've worked so hard for.
Well, you have.
You got down to it in the end. Even though your methods were...
Thought you weren't going to spoil it, remember?
Fine, but what I was going to say was I'm really proud of you. Look, I know you don't tell me half of what's going on with you, but I know you had a really tough time with that idiot Ellis.
I don't really want to talk about it.
I can't believe the police didn't throw away the key when they came into college. But anyway, from now on, we don't have to have anything to do with him, do we?
Kate, you're early.
I thought I'd better be.
Yeah, I was just going to take some puddings in. Do you want to come and join us?
No, thanks. I'll wait. I've just got a few messages to check.
Oh, come on. Help us eat the leftovers from Phoebe's party.
To be honest, Mum, I've only come early to check Dad's actually going to let me have this meeting.
You didn't leave him much choice.
But he is still okay about it?
I wouldn't go that far. Let's get it over with, were his actual words.
Well, that may not be as easy as he thinks.
You do have something serious to say, then?
It's important to me, yeah.
There is one slight complication, though.
Oh, I knew it. What rabbit's Dad pulled out of his hat this time?
No, it's not your father, it's Adam. He can't come.
Well, why not?
Some crisis with the strawberry pickers, I think.
Convenient.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's not just an excuse. He promised Phoebe he'd be here.
Oh. Well... Can't be helped.
I only told you in case you wanted to postpone it.
After all the work I've done to get us together. No, the meeting goes ahead.
Oh, hey, Lily. Long time no see. Freddie getting you a drink, is he?
Oh, go away, Alice.
Lemonade, is it for you? Or are you going to live really dangerously and have a tomato juice? Yeah.
Carry on, little boy.
I could always get you something stronger.
And I could always tell the bouncers you're dealing.
Squeaky clean. I know all the tricks.
The cops will catch up with you eventually. Scum always rises to the top.
Sassy.
Do you know what? I really don't care anymore. After today, me and Freddie won't be polluted by you ever again.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
He tell you that, did he?
But you leave him alone. Don't even think about trying to involve him again in any of your disgusting...
He never stopped being involved. We've just been talking about how we're going to clean up tonight.
Just keep away from him. We've got a great summer planned, and then he's going travelling far away from you.
Oh, I know everything Freddie's doing over the summer, believe me.
You're a liar.
Am I? We've been doing a few nice deals this week already. He's probably setting some more up now.
Whatever.
He jumped at it. How else do you think he's going to pay for his travels?
I don't believe you.
Ask him. And if you're as close as you say you are, you'll know if he's lying. That twin bond or whatever. Face it, Lily. You don't know Freddie at all.
I hope you're not planning to keep us long, Kate. I'm sure we've all got much better things we could be doing with our Friday evening.
Hear, hear.
It will take as long as it takes. Perhaps you'd better get started then, darling.
Mm. Sounds like a good plan.
Right, then I'll keep it simple.
I'm sure we'd all appreciate that.
I read through the partnership agreement, as you suggested, Dad.
Good for you, Kate.
Then you'll know you've got nothing to complain about.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because then I took legal advice on it.
Oh, so that's what you've been doing?
If you choose to waste your money like that...
It wasn't a waste. My solicitor assures me that you can't use my share of the land sale proceeds for the clean-up without my express permission.
Really? That's the law, is it?
It can't be. I don't know what kind of shyster lawyer you found on the internet.
She was recommended by Usha, actually, and this is her area of expertise.
I think I know who you mean. They were at uni together.
Yeah. Well, that explains it. She's doing a favour for an old chum. Of course she's telling you what she thinks you want to hear.
Are you sure, Dad?
I don't think that's very likely, Brian.
And I don't think it's very likely that what she's saying can possibly be true. The clean-up enables our business to carry on. So naturally the proceeds from the sale of any farmland go towards paying for it. That's how a family business works.
But we're all partners in it. So legally, I'm entitled to my share.
Your share? Your share in what?
Everything. If you go through with the sale of the land next to Spiritual Home, I shall sue for my share of the proceeds.
No, Kate, you can't mean
that. Or any other land you plan to sell.
Oh, that would be a lot of money.
Yes. Even my modest percentage could run into six figures.
Kate, you can't do that. The only way we could possibly pay out that kind of money is to dissolve the partnership.
Yes, it is.
Sorry I took so long. I got chatting to some people.
Setting up a deal.
What?
I was chatting too, to Ellis.
What did he say?
He told me you're still dealing.
He's lying.
Is he?
Of course he is.
You're the liar, Freddie. I can tell. You won't even look at me.
Look, it's not that big a deal. Honestly.
It is a big deal, Freddie. Your big deal and you won't stop, will you? Not even for me.
Lily, come on. You don't understand.
You just don't see it, do you? I can't do this anymore. I don't know how to help you. I'm sorry, Freddie. I'm going to have to tell Mum.
No, you can't. You promised. We're covering for each other.
I'm frightened for you, Freddie. Really frightened. Do you think I can watch you destroy yourself?
Oh.
What sort of sister would I be? You won't listen to me. Maybe she's the only one that will get through to you.
No, Lily, please. Lily!
Kate, I know you're very angry. Well, I understand why, but... You can't seriously mean any of the things you've just said.
I do, Mum.
Sue your own family. Dissolve the partnership. You really lost it this time.
No, I'm the one who's being logical, and you're not listening to what I'm saying, as usual.
So you're just doing this out of spite?
You see, that's always the explanation, isn't it? Kate having one of her tantrums again. It couldn't possibly be that I've actually thought this through.
You're very quiet, Brian.
Lost for words. I don't know where to start.
I suggest we just stick to the facts.
Fine by me.
You are absolutely sure about this legal position?
You know her reputation. She's the best.
Even the best lawyers can disagree.
And frequently do.
Maybe we should consult solicitors of our own.
Oh, please, no.
There's no need. As long as you don't sell the land next to Spiritual Home, I'm quite happy for my share of the cash from whatever land you do sell to go towards the clean-up.
Are you?
Of course. It's in my own best interest. The sooner the land's cleaned up, the sooner Spiritual Home can start flourishing again.
But we've been doing everything we could to support your business. I mean, you know we have.
No, you and Phoebe have, Mum. The others think it's a joke.
I'm sure that's not true.
Well, if it is, I'm not finding it very funny now.
So this is your revenge? For us not taking you seriously enough?
No, it's a question of practicalities. Selling that land would damage my business. It's very simple.
No, it isn't. You've no idea how much thought Adam and I put into parcelling out that land. We didn't do it on a whim.
I don't think Kate's suggesting that.
This is not some grand conspiracy against you.
You don't really think that, do you?
If we're forced to change our plans now, it's going to cause even more harm to the farm in the long run.
Which won't do anyone any good.
Doesn't Adam have a say in all this?
Yeah, of course he does. But so do I.
Oh, you always have to be the centre of attention.
I know what you're going to say. I just don't understand farming.
Maybe not entirely.
No, but the one thing I do understand is my business. And if that sale goes through, that will be the end of it.
Darling, it might not be.
Mum, it will. And I have as much right to protect my interests as anyone else.
Lily! I've been looking for you everywhere. Did you ring Mum?
No. I'll tell her tomorrow. I can't say that to her over the phone.
Can we go back in so we can talk, please?
I'm not coming. I'm waiting for Ross.
Oh, you promised.
So did you, Freddy.
Lily, he doesn't love you.
He loves me more than you do. He's never lied. He keeps his promises.
Oh, like Bruges, you mean? That was quickly demoted to Aberystwyth.
That wasn't his fault.
Oh, wake up. He's had his fun. Now term's over, you'll probably never see him again.
Shut up.
Please, come back in.
To watch you and Ellis pushing your filthy drugs onto
people. I won't do that tonight.
I'm still telling Mum.
If you tell Mum about the drugs, I'll tell her about you and Russ.
Oh, do you know what? Do it. I really don't care anymore. Have you any idea how much damage you've done? Hinting to Mum that I'm gay. Coming out is a huge deal for some people, Freddy.
It was only supposed to be a laugh.
Well, it's not funny. Who do you think she's going to be more angry with, hmm? You're a drug dealer.
All right. I'll tell everyone.
What do you mean?
Everyone. The college, his wife, the press.
You wouldn't do that.
I'll say anything, Lily. Anything I have to. You tell a soul and I will get that creep.
Oh, Ellis was right. I really don't know who you are.
Lily! Lily!
Listen to me, Kate.
I am listening.
Then let me tell you one more time that our only option is to sell that land.
I don't believe you.
But why not? Dad knows what he's talking about.
Yes, and I'm sure if there were any other way, he and Adam would have found
it. They haven't even tried.
I don't think that's fair, Kate.
Don't you? Are you telling me with all the land and resources at their disposal, they can't find one alternative that wouldn't impact on Spiritual Home?
Yes. You don't understand how hard it is to find land parcels that'll be attractive to buyers.
Of course she doesn't. She's admitted she doesn't understand the first thing about farming.
Well, never mind the land then. What about the house?
The house?
It must be worth well over $1 million. I bet it hasn't even crossed your mind that you could sell that.
This house? That's the most ridiculous thing you've said all night.
Why? It would solve all your problems. Oh, and I'm the one who's not supposed to understand business.
But it's our home, Kate.
You turn your mother and me out of our own house just to save Spiritual Home.
Oh, look who's being emotional now, Dad.
Kate has got a point.
What? You can't possibly agree with her.
Aren't you supposed to be looking after Rory's interests? You want to kick him out of his home as well?
I'm just saying it is something we haven't ever considered.
With good reason. Can't believe you're going along with this.
I'm not necessarily. But Kate's right. The house is a major asset.
Thank you, Ruth.
At the very least, it's worth discussing, isn't it?
We'll be right back. This is the BBC.
It was twilight, and Bailey was late.
An extraordinary real-life story.
The black woman in the South who raises sons, grandsons, and nephews has her heartstrings tied to a hanging noose.
The author Maya Angelou's memoirs on BBC Radio 4 across the coming year.
I will be a conductorette. I will.
Well, nothing beats a trial but a failure. Give it everything you got.
Beginning with Maya Angelou, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Search for the amazing Maya Angelou wherever you get your podcasts.